was good. It was, you know, anytime you can get some reps and get some practice, it's always good, especially, you know, being fairly new here for the past couple of weeks. So it's always good to get in there and get some reps and just get more and more comfortable. And, you know, it felt good, and, you know, like, it felt like there was good energy at practice today, and everyone was, you know, had a little extra juice to their step.
Matt, what does the comfort level feel like compared to this point last week?
I feel really comfortable. You know, I feel more comfortable, you know, after today's practice than I did, you know, last Wednesday. Just because of reps and getting to run plays, call plays, and throw to the guys. So, you know, I feel like every time I step on the field, I get more and more comfortable, more familiar, and everybody's starting to get in sync a little bit.
How specifically are you looking to refine for yourself and, you know, as you get further acclimated this week?
Just get more familiar, quicker at recognizing things, plays that we need to get into. Just continue to get more and more familiar with the offense. To be, you know, spit the plays out fast and in the huddle and things like that, and just familiarize myself with everybody and the receivers, and be in tune with what the line's doing and everything like that. And I just got to keep improving with that, and just clean out some of the. You know, a couple of missed throws here and there, you know, from the game. Just try to eliminate those.
Matt, what can you do to help cut down on the sacks? Is there something you can do as the quarterback to help maybe avoid some of those?
Yeah, no question. You know, those, you know, a lot of those sacks were, a lot of that was on me. And, yeah, you just, I think that'll start cleaning up, you know, the more and more comfortable I get with, you know, what we're trying to do offensively and the routes and things like that. I think I was getting a little hung up on a couple of receivers and didn't get through my whole progression. So, you know, a lot of that's on me, and I gotta do a better job and, you know, take a lot of the fault for that.
In a situation like this, how much do you, you know, kind of personally talk with Aaron, your teammate? You know, you mentioned him as your older brother, and he's always had your back. How much do you guys really talk about how much improvement or where he is in his recovery, especially on the
We don't really talk about it. I mean, he's probably, you know, sick of talking about it. So it's, you know, it's not something. I know when he's ready, he's gonna let us know and everything like that. So we don't really talk about it. I can just see it, you know, in his face and everything that he's definitely itching to get back. And, you know, I've been saying that, but, you know, it's true. He wants to be out there, and you know, if he's not out there, there's a good reason for him.
Matt, the Dallas defense has given up obviously a ton of yards, has given up a lot of plays, a lot of points. However, they do take the ball away. Is that something you're aware of?
Yeah, they have done a nice job. That's part of their offense. I think they're, you know, number one or number two in the NFL in fumble recoveries. So they do a good job of got a lot of guys with good ball skills, and you know, they play with high effort and really try to surround the ball. So we got to take care of it, and we got to execute. You know, the reason people are making plays is because they're executing out there. You know, you've seen some of the highlights and some of the plays. There's just really good offensive plays. So, you know, we got to do our job and go out there and execute. You know, we think they're a talented defense. So, you know, we know what we have to do. We gotta try to work out any of the mistakes that we've been making and play a really clean game, especially there.
Man, how much did it help you and this locker room that you guys were able to get a win without Aaron, especially if he's going to be out for a little bit?
Well, I mean, we knew we needed a win, and, you know, that was the biggest thing. It keeps us in the picture, and, you know, we know what we have to do. We have to go out there and win again this week. So, you know, it's, you know, obviously it was good to get that win because everybody knew that we needed to get it.
Is that something you can build on, or is that reset every week?
I mean, I think it's definitely something you can build on. Obviously, we look at every week as an individual week and individual opponent. But when you have a win like that, hopefully it gives you a little bit of momentum. Hopefully it gives you, you know, kind of like I said, gives you an extra little bit of juice in your step and practice, and helps you prepare a little bit better. And hopefully mentally it gives the guys confidence.
Matt, do you like running the no huddle, and what things do you guys need to do to allow the coach to keep you in the no huddle?
Yeah, I mean, I like running it, but, you know, it kind of just depends on how the game plan is, how we, what the coaches talk about, when they want to do it, how long, you know, how many times they want to do it before the game. So, you know, we had success in the huddle. We also had success huddling last week. So, you know, that's something that if we can do both well, then it's just a little bit more for them to prepare.
Can you describe how you psychologically separate seeing him wanting and, like you said, itching to come back, and obviously that being your friend, but also wanting to seize an opportunity for yourself?
Well, this is, you know, kind of the job of being backup quarterback is being able to go in there and execute when your number's called, and you don't always know when that's going to happen. So it's one of those things that, you know, I prepare like I'm the guy, you know, right now. You know, who knows? You know, hopefully Aaron comes back. Who knows? But it's not fair to myself, the teammates, anybody else, if I don't prepare, like I'm going to go up there and take the first snap on Sunday. So, you know, and then if they tell me Aaron's playing today, tomorrow, Friday, whenever it is, you know, that's part of the job. That's part of the gig. So I go out there and just, you know, mentally do the things that I would normally do if I was the full-time starter.
And how prepared is this team to succeed without Aaron if it comes down?
Say that again.
How prepared is this team to succeed without Aaron if it comes down to it for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think we're confident. I think we all know that we got good players. We got good skill players and guys that can make things happen. So, you know, I think a really good thing to build on this past week was how big of a team win it was. It just wasn't like the offense went out there and won the game, or the defense did, or, you know, everyone, all phases of the team made the plays when we needed to make them. And, you know, that's something good to build on, because I think, you know, I don't think you ask anybody in this locker room, you know, everyone thinks that we can win. You know, everyone thinks that we can beat anybody in the league. So it's we just have to go out there and execute and prove that.
Does it feel like things are more settled on offense now? You got a couple of starts out here. Mm-hmm. Not a ever-changing personnel thing going on.
Yeah, I guess so. I was definitely more comfortable this past week than I was the week before. Just in the nuances of the offense and things we're trying to get accomplished. So, you know, every week that you can kind of, you know, build a little chemistry with the same guys in there, it's going to help. So,
and how much do they have?
Just, you know, being cautious and not taking that risk and pulling the trigger maybe more with those sacks.
You know, I just got to get through my reads a little bit cleaner. I wasn't real sure about throws. Some of those sacks are just coming. I'm not 100% sure about the throws, what kind of leverage a DB has on the receiver. So I'm not going to make a throw that I think there's a chance that it's going to get picked, or there's a chance that something bad could happen. So it's just a matter of making that, seeing it enough times to know, you know, when it's a safe throw, when it's not a safe throw, and then it's not a safe throw, get to the next guy. So there's a couple times where I just kind of hung on and was trying to decipher where that DB was on the receiver.
Curious how much do they kind of update you personally on the situation, or is it just one of those things where you're waiting for a definitive yes or no when the situation is official?
I mean, yeah, it's not like they sit me down and update me every day or anything. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, if I'm at practice and Aaron's taking the snaps, then I know he's playing. So it's one of those things that it's I just prepare like I'm going to be the guy until I see Aaron in there. So.
Off the field question, do you grow up a Cowboys fan?
I did.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
Troy Aikman.
Troy?
Yep. Yep. That was kind of the heyday when I was growing up, so kind of grew up every year they were in Super Bowls. So.
Kind of ironic, Romo grew up here.
Yeah, kind of weird, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones this week said that he may be looking for some more gimmicks from his defense. I guess there's... Do you have to prepare for more unscouted stuff because of that, or I guess how do you handle that?
You just play within your rules, play within your system. You have answers for every defense on every protection or adjustments and things like that. Just play within your rules. Watch their film and know what looks, you know, they're more likely to give you, and just react to the other stuff. And you know, this offense was built from the ground up to have answers for everything, and you just got to decipher it. And, you know, like I said, play within the rules and get the ball out.